from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The corruption scandals that have hit the state Senate over the last few months have forced a rare change in the body's standing rules. From KQED's California Politics and Government desk, John Myers explains.
The fine line between politicking and legislating is what state senators say they hope will become a little brighter under these new Senate rules. They include a ban on talking about legislation at political fundraisers. It won't be hard, says Senate leader Daryl Steinberg.
And you can do so very easily by saying at the beginning of the event, there are certain things that we cannot talk about here at this event.
The other new Senate rules impose a fundraising blackout during the peak of budget and bill drafting season and whistleblower protection for Senate employees, plus a new independent ethics ombudsman. These Senate rules don't impact the state assembly or have the force of actual law. That may make them technically easier to change, but it also means they take effect now. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
The U.S. Supreme Court has let stand without comment a lower court ruling that California bears responsibility for nearly 2,000 disabled parole violators housed in county jails under realignment. The Brown administration had argued the state delegated their health care to local authorities. State prison officials warn there will be an increased cost, but a plaintiff's attorney says the state is already involved in the parolees' care to some extent. State prisons parole roughly 40,000 people each year. A handful of those parolees have jobs lined up when they get out, but the majority hit the streets penniless and often in poor health. Most are eligible for a low-cost or no-cost health care plan, and prisons are trying to get parolees enrolled before they're released, as Julie Small reports.
At the California Medical Facility in Vacaville, Melissa Van Teslar helps prisoners apply for benefits shortly before they're released. Since the Affordable Care Act took effect, that process almost always includes filling out paperwork for Medi-Cal, the state's version of Medicaid.
So this is the last page of the application. Basically, you're asking them to enroll you in Medi-Cal.
64-year-old Richard Kamka says he can use the help. Kamka's been locked up for nearly a decade after being convicted of making criminal threats, possessing illegal drugs, and stalking. He paroles to Chico County this fall, and unless prison doctors remove his cataracts, he says he won't be able to work.
If it wasn't for my eyes, I wouldn't care. Because if I don't get my surgery by the time I get out, I need to have my eyes so I can at least, you know, do something.
It used to be California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation could only enroll about 20% of parolees in Medi-Cal. That's because only low-income parents, pregnant mothers, and disabled people qualified. Now, because of the Affordable Care Act, anyone who earns less than $15,000 a year can sign up. The department's Robert Storms estimates that nearly all parolees will be eligible, and he wants them to walk out of prison with a Medi-Cal card in hand and a medical provider already selected.
What this does is provides an opportunity for immediate access to care.
Storm says that will enable parolees to enroll in programs to treat drug and alcohol addiction, something 75% of them struggle with. They'll also be able to keep healthy. Storm says having that measure of stability could reduce the risk that they'll commit new crimes.
They become more responsible for their own health and achieving things that helps them become independent, productive, and hopefully working towards a better life.
Enrolling parolees in Medi-Cal is expected to cut parole costs by tens of millions of dollars a year. That's why prison officials have shifted nearly $2.5 million in projected savings to hire more benefit counselors. But it's taken longer to hire and train them than anticipated. One reason, they lost counselors when one of their contractors quit. For now, the prisons can only screen 40% of inmates. Corrections is working with counties and community groups to enroll the other 60% after they get out of prison. But there's consensus that waiting to do that is risky.
They sign in here at the front desk.
John Holman helps run Healthy Oakland. The nonprofit offers parolees low-cost medical and mental health treatment.
If they have the ability to go straight to a medical provider like us, and be seen, it would be huge.
Holman says former prisoners who apply for Medi-Cal when they get out wait months to get coverage, and that doesn't fly. Most of them take multiple drugs for chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Many rely on medications to treat anxiety, depression, and psychosis.
If you have somebody that has all these conditions, and if they see that they can't get any help, They know they can self-medicate.
Or they can turn to emergency rooms for help and rack up large bills they can't afford to pay. That's how 55-year-old Leonard Johnson dealt with it.
When they let me out of prison, I didn't have no medical to like 7 months.
Johnson served nearly 2 decades for assault and robbery. At Pleasant Valley State Prison, he caught an airborne fungal infection called Valley Fever. But when Johnson paroled, he lacked medication for the disease and for his diabetes.
So I had got real sick and went to the hospital.
One of the biggest challenges is signing up the 27% of parolees diagnosed with mental disorders. Faith Ritchie is Senior Vice President of Telecare, a mental health service provider that treats parolees in Southern California.
They're coming out, and essentially the minute they hit the street, they're homeless, unless they have a family member or friend who will take them in. They don't have income. You know, once they've burned through their gate money, they're in the wind.
Telecare's staff help patients enroll in Medi-Cal, and they'll meet them under freeway bridges to do it. But tens of thousands of inmates paroled to other parts of the state each year won't get that kind of individual help.
No, I have no home. I'll be on the street.
At the California Medical Facility, inmate Richard Kampka says he feels better about paroling, knowing that he can go to any Medi-Cal provider in his county when he gets out. That's one less thing to worry about.
It's a scary thing, you know. I mean, it's a happy thing, but then you're going out there going, hey, where's my breakfast this morning, you know?
For now, prison officials say they must focus their Medi-Cal enrollment efforts on inmates with the greatest needs. They hope to be able to sign up all paroling inmates who are eligible by next spring. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.
And finally, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3, kicks off in L.A. today. The annual trade show is starting to seem like an exercise in nostalgia as big blockbuster console games fade from video game market dominance. Sony, Microsoft, and Electronic Arts will be spending big to make an impression. But listen to this damning indictment from Wired. Quote, E3 seems less like a place to discover new things and more of a ritual that must be observed, a sacrifice to the gaming gods to ensure a bountiful harvest. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, June 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens when undocumented Californians have access to health insurance. Learn more at calendow.org.